Michigan. I hope you're having a great week. I'm Shelley Davis-Milak, and you're listening to Professional Presence, brought to you by the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. Thanks for coming to chat with me today. I always love talking to you every week. It really is one of the highlights of my week. You know what I'd like for you to do, though? I'd like you to go onto our Facebook page and talk back to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking at you. I want to hear what you think. I want to know your thoughts, your comments, your question, your fashion tips even. Let's talk about those as well. Well, spring is finally here, and I have to tell you, I am so excited. I think I talked about a little bit, probably a month or two ago, we went through a pretty major renovation in our house, and we had our master bath and master closet remodeled. It is officially done. Every final detail was complete just over a week ago, and when I tell you that that makes me so happy, I cannot even express the level of my happiness. But one of the things that it forced me to do, which was a good thing, was go through my closet. You know, I'm one of those people, I go into other people's closets, I help them figure out what clothes work for them, what clothes don't work for them, how to prep themselves and be ready with outfits so that, you know, when you wake up in the hustle and bustle of the morning, you feel like, geez, I can get dressed and move out. But when I tell you that I was pulling cocktail dresses out of the back of my closet that I wore 2 babies ago, like, I'm totally not joking. So it was a forced spring cleaning, and it was really, really wonderful, and I'm so happy that I did it. But it's one of those things that, you know, those things sneak up on us every day, those little organization pieces that, oh, I'm going to get to it one day, or I'm going to, you know, do that this weekend, and then the weekend comes and we don't get to it. So it forced me to do it. And today, later on in the show, we're going to be bringing on an organization expert. I'm not going to give you any more details about her because you're going to find out all about her. You have to stay tuned for segment 2, but I'm really excited to bring her on today. And I know she's going to give you some ideas of things that you can do in your home to help you streamline, because you know what? When we're busy business people, the easier we can make our lives, the better it is for us. So I'm really excited to have Jackie on with us today. I do have to say a very, very special happy birthday today. My little puppy, well, she's not little anymore. She's a 65-pound tank now, but she was a little puppy 1 year ago when she was born, and we brought her home. I'm so excited that my dog, Sparkles Shine Milak, yes, her name is Sparkles Shine Milak, my daughter named her when she was 4 years old, is 1 year old now, and she is just the twinkle of my eye. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're a pet person. I work from home, so she's like my work buddy. She's my colleague, you know. We're there together all day. She lays on the floor at my feet and, you know, sleeps basically while I work, and as I put around the house to do things throughout the day, she's right on my heels. And she has just made my world so, so wonderful. I never knew the joy that an animal could bring to you until my little Poochie Poo came into my life. So, although it's pretty funny, I was talking off air. You know, I always say the funniest conversations happen when you're off air. And so I was explaining to Jackie, who's in studio already, and Tam, who's back in the production booth, that we had a little mishap with Sparkles. I, as an image consultant, I'm very concerned about Sparkles' image. And as a person who likes my house to be in a somewhat clean state on a day-to-day basis, I didn't like the amount of shedding that Labs did. You think you buy a short hair and they're not going to shed, and they shed anyway, and they shed a lot. And so I had this really genius idea that I would start getting her shaved. And she looked so beautiful and velvety. She's a black lab, so she just looked like black velvet the first couple times I had it done. Well, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if it's a combination of spring shedding, because this is my first spring with her, or if it is a bad haircut, if she was moving too much. But my little Sparkle Shine is a little patchy. And I'm feeling like she's probably self-conscious about it. I feel self-conscious for her. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm going to take her into the vet, have them look at her. You know, she's got to get those shots and all the crazy things she has to get done at one anyway. But the best idea came as I'm talking about this before we go on air. I'm like, oh, my poor dog. She just feels so bad. Her self-confidence is just plummeting because of her haircut. And Tam said, get her a shirt. Now, why is it that I, as an image consultant, did not consider accessorizing my dog to cover up her hair? This is what I do for a living. I help people camouflage their areas of concern and to accentuate the areas that they really like. And my little Sparkle Shine has been going around with a bad haircut for about 3 weeks now. And Tam brought to my attention to get my dog a shirt. So when I leave here today, I am rushing out to the pet store. I'm going to get my little Poochie a birthday shirt that's going to cover up her bad haircut. And I'm going to tell you, I can already feel the confidence swelling off of her when she goes outside and she plays in what I'm hoping is going to be a bright pink rhinestone shirt. That's what my goal is for Sparkles, because nothing says girly like hot pink on a 65-pound dog. We're going to have a great show today, as I said. We're going to be talking organization. It's probably on the top of your mind. I know it's on the top of my mind because spring is here. We want to clean out the cobwebs. So stick with us. I'm Shelley Davis-Milock right here on Professional Presence. I'll be back in just a moment.